The Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos.
So what do you do then if there wasn't enough hooks? Maniach yod al ketav chaverim. So some of us remember if there wasn't enough hooks on Shabbos, you weren't allowed to use these sticks because these sticks were muksa. Rashi says, and yochol asakin amakolis. Mash from the case where you didn't clean the sticks beforehand. So you don't have any clean sticks now to peel the stick. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So the kids, for some reason, you're not allowed to use these sticks on Shabbos. So if you don't have enough hooks, what do you do with your behema? Is maniach yodnoi aketav chaveroi. Stam, I put my hand on my friend's shoulder, and he puts his hand on my shoulder. Aketav chaveroi, v'yad chaveroi, aksefoi. And his hand goes on my shoulders, like this. V'toyla, we hang the korban pesach on top of our two hands, u'mashitoi. And then another kohen comes and starts to skin it. Koreyo, they rip the skin. V'yitziyu esemura. You're allowed to rip it or cold potum enough to the breast to get the fats out of it. And nosno b'magis, as soon as they took the fats out of the carbon that you have to burn on the mizbeach, they put it into this kli, this kararashi says, type of a plate called the magis, the yaktirin agabi mizbeach. And then they took this kli and threw the fats on top of the mizbeach and burnt them. All this was done on Erev Pesach, even if it came out on Shabbos. Yotzetzo kasa rishoyna. Now when it got finished on Shabbos, so on Shabbos they were not allowed to take the carbon, the meat home with them and carry it home. Usually, though, if Erev Pesach came out on the weekday, after the Kohen was makdeh, put the fat on Gabi Mizbeach, every Yisrael took his korban with him and went home and had to roast it. You had to roast the korban, the whole korban altogether. You couldn't cut it up in pieces. You're supposed to roast the korban Pesach, the whole day, the whole lamb together. What about if it came out on Shabbos? Shabbos you can't carry, so you can't walk with your korban home. So on Shabbos, Yotzei Sakasa Rishonim, the first cast, the first group, they went out and they sat on the harabayis. They waited there until night, until they walked home with the korban pesach. Shniyah, what about when the second group got finished on Shabbos? V'chayil, they waited in the chayil, another place in the Beis Hamikdash. V'yashlishis, when the third group got finished, v'imkayim my medis, the mamish waited there where they finished their avodah. Chashecha, when it came at night time, moitzoy Shabbos. Now it's pesach by night. Yotzo, they all went home with the korban pesach. Then they first roasted the korban pesach when they went home at night. It's yontif, if you're allowed to roast. They roasted the meat, and then they ate it by the seder pesach by night. This is the seder how they brought the korban pesach. What? Mukav chayim. Yeah. Why didn't they have an Erev, you mean, there? Okay, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. So I said, at least at this time, they didn't have an Erev there. But even if you have a Chayim with them, the Rabbanon, though, is still a Nissa, though. Mishal, they made an Erev Chumim. You still have to make an Erev Chaseris. Even if you have a Chayim around, you still have to make an Erev Chaseris. Could be, for some reason, this time, they didn't have an Erev there. So I'm not sure. That's what Rashi says, though. On Shabbos, come, Mashlohoy, Yechaylim, Lohilich, Peschem, Lebesayim. They couldn't carry it home. Maybe the other, maybe it's Muksim, maybe another time will be Muksim, maybe. Meat on Shabbos, that's a Shaila. Meat on Shabbos, if it's Muksim or not. Maybe korban pesach would be muksa because it's korban you can't eat raw. The svaras tani it could be like that. Regular, usually paskin raw meat is not muksa because there are some people that eat raw meat. It's questionable about as man is that today if it's still muksa or not. Some want to say it's still not muksa because there are some people that eat raw meat. But maybe a korban pesach you're not allowed to eat raw. There's an aveirum. You're only allowed to eat it cooked. So this meat, since you're not allowed to eat it raw, right now it's muksa. It's not royal klum. So therefore you're not allowed to touch it. But Rashi is mashkin allowed to carry it home. All right. When at night? Not night, no. So you can cook it now. It's usable. That's not. It's usable, though. On Yontif, right now, they could use it to make it edible. It's not muksa. On Yontif, for sure, it's not muksa. Right. Omer Reb Yitzchok. Eina pesach nishchat elo begimel kitas shel shloshim shloshim b'dayodim. Each group going in had to be of 30 people. My timer, kahal v'eido v'yisrael. It says these three lishonos. So even though each one really means only 10, kahal should mean 10 people, the Yedah should mean 10 people, the Yisrael should mean 10 people. So really, if you hold it means three separate groups, all you should have to have is just 30, 10, 10, and 10. So why does he say 30? Because Mesafklon, he's Mesupik. What's Pshat this Pasik? Iba Vasachet. Does it mean that one time you have to have three groups of 10 people going in? That means you have to have 30 people at one time. In other words, you're never allowed to go into the Azara to do the Korban Pesach unless you have with you 30 people. Oy, the other side is no. The pasuk means to say you have to have taka three different groups going in, one after another, and each one has to be at least 10. So he had a suffix, what's pshar in the posik? Hilkach, therefore, vinin shalosh kitos. L'chumra, you have to have three different groups. Maybe the posik means three separate groups. But maybe also the posik means all these three together. So that means you can never go in less than 30 at a time. Therefore, shalshleshim shleshim b'nei yodim. Therefore, l'chumra, at each time when you're going in, you always have to have 30 people going in. You can't have less than that. And also, we have to do it at three different times. Because if the pshat from this pasuk is kal v'yadas v'yisrael just means at one time all these 30 people have to go in, you have it. And if the pasuk means no, at three different times and only 10 at a time, so if you have more than 10 of other, it's good. Hilkach, therefore, another race is like this. If you only have 50 people there, it's also good. How do you have it? The eyelet losin. First, let 30 people go in. The avdi. They do their korban pesach. So 30 people going in for sure. You're allowed to go in 30. But even if you say it means all three together, that means you have to have at least 30 people at one time. So you have 30 at one time. But maybe the pasuk means though ze achazer. So the answer is the eyle asara, the nafki asara. Now out of the first 30, let 10 of them go away and let another 10 come in. So far you only used 40 people. And the second time again you have 30 people in there. Now Aili Asara, Venafi Asara. For the third one, the same thing. Let 10 people leave and a new 10 come in. So the kids are using 50 people. You can have it there are three different times. Each time you have 30 people. This is the least amount of people that you're allowed to come in to do the Pesach Korban Pesach with. So he's Masupik. Does the Pesach mean that each time you have to have 30 people there? Or the pasuk means, no, you have to have at least 10 at three different times. So the chumra, any time you go in there, you always have to have at least 30 people with you. So the first group went in there. Itmar Abaye Rama Ninalu Tanan. The doors closed by themselves. It was a nest. Rabbi Rama Noyalim Tanan. No, they had to close the doors. My benayi lemismechanisim. Could you be samech on a nest? That's the shayla. So Rashi learns to be samech on a nest means like this. That according to Abaye, that the doors closed by themselves, they used to walk in and walk in and walk in. And they didn't stop walking in until the doors closed. So I mean, you'd be saying the nice, because if everybody's going to walk in the first shot, maybe there's going to be nobody left to make a second group and a third group. So how could you keep on walking in? Teresis was saying the nice. A nice is going to happen that when the door's going to close, there are for sure going to be enough people to come in a second time and to come in a third time. Therefore, nobody has to be there to close the doors. Rabbi says, no, you're not saying the nice. We have to have foresight. Look what's going on here. You only have 100 people outside there. Let 30 of them come in now, close the doors. Then let another 30 in, close the doors. Then another 30 in. So that's the shalom kudim, sayin lukhan anes or not. Abai zirama nin lutanan, the doors closed by themselves. Kama diyalimali. As long as they wanted to come in, they're allowed to come in. They don't have to have any foresight. Nobody stopped them from coming in. There's samchina nanisa. There's sayin lukhan anes. That there'll be enough for have another two groups coming in afterwards. Rava Rama Noilim Tanan. They had to close the doors themselves. For Lai Samchina Nisa, you're not Samchina Nais. You have to make sure there'll be enough people left over to have another two groups. So stop them and close the doors when you see it's fit. For the Gemara Behodet Nan, that's what we learn. Omri Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah said the Gemara Brochis, Chas Visholom Shakavya Be Malalo Nisnada. It was a shalom if they put Akavya Be Malalo into Nidui. Here's a shalom in the Gemara. That one man, they said that a ger can't make a soita. You're not mashke soita. Soita nish, that's a ger. There's no din ashko a soita. So they asked, they said, Arayef and Aftalion did soita. So Yehuda, Akavi ben Mahal, answered back, Shemaya of Aftalion, they goofed with gerim. So like he made fun of them. Since they were a ger, that's why they made a soitis. So Gemara there, one man, they said, since he was Mavaz, Shemaya of Aftalion, they put the Akavi ben Mahal into Nidui. The Yehuda says, no, chas v'sholom, that didn't happen. They never put a kavim v'mahal into Nidui. Why? Shein ha'zoron and elis, al kol odim v'yisroel b'chochmo v'yirachet, the doors never closed in the base of Midian and Erev Pesach. To anybody, ka'kavim v'malalo. Only for kavim v'mahal. For him, is the only time the nest happened, the doors closed. Mashmah, when he wasn't there, a nest never happened. So, chura t'kash according to both of them. It's a kash and abayin t'kash according to Rava. So Mar says, Abaye matatza time in, Rav matatza time in. Abaye matatza time in. It means like this. Ain the Azorah, there's never anybody in the Azorah. Bishor sheninullah, al kol adam Yisrael. At the time when the nace happened, that the doors closed in the base of Midrash and Erev Pesach,
Just means to say, when the door is closed by Nes, when people, you look inside, who was the greatest person inside the Beis HaMikdash? Hakavi b'mahalalo. He was the greatest person. So that's the reason why the Yudah says the Zichah would not put him into Nidui. Rover Matasatayme. It doesn't mean when the door is closed by itself. No, at the time when they used to close the doors, at that time, at the time when they used to close the doors, you didn't find anybody in the Beis HaMikdash so choshev as Hakavi b'mahalalo. So there's no raya. So good tomorrow blast without a raya to either one. Tana Rabbanan. Nobody ever got pushed around, squashed in the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach, even though there were so many people coming in, except from one Erev Pesach. Hillel, it was the times of Hillel. One out the Yid, one Zokin, got squashed, got pushed in. That everybody called, this Pesach was called the squash Pesach, because one guy got squashed in the Beis HaMikdash. Spices Pesach means that the Hebrews, how nice Yid more than. Even though there were thousands and thousands of people going in there, nobody ever pushed anybody else. Just one time, somebody got pushed. Tana Rabbanan, Pamachas Bikesh Agrifas HaMelech, Litin Eina Bialuch Sel Yisrael. One time this Russia, Agrifas HaMelech, wanted to give an Ein Hara, like he wanted to count to see how many Yidin there are. He wanted to get rid of them. He wanted to know how many Yidin there are. Is Omle LeKohen Gadol, he told the Kohen Gadol, Teine Nechabe Peschein, I want you to count every Korban Pesach you do in Erev Pesach. Let me know how many kabbonis you brought. So how do you do that? Nota kulya mikol echad mikol echad. He took out one kidney from each carbon pesach. The nimtzu sham at the end of the day, you know how many kidneys he had? Shishim ribuya zuge kluyas. 600,000 pairs of kidneys. Keflayim, double the amount, kiyetzim mitzrayim. Because it says push to me he took out one kidney from each carbon. So he said 600,000 pairs, that means two times 600,000. So twice the amount of how many people went out of Mitzrayim. Chutz, mitamei, the people that were tameim then didn't have to bring the carbon. They were excluded. Vishaya b'derek rechayka, or else if a person was far away, couldn't come to Yerushalayim, also he did bring a Pesach Rishon, he waited to Pesach Sheni. Now, this is how many psachim they brought. Now, how many people were included to each carbon Pesach? Every person didn't bring his own carbon Pesach, because he couldn't eat all the meat. So you had to have a few people gathered together on each carbon. The Yain Lachor called Pesach for Pesach, Shlonimnu Olav Yoiseh Meyasor Ben Yodim. At least 10 people were included on each carbon Pesach. So Imam Ashad, 2 times 600,000 times 10. That's how many Yidin there were. Not even exactly. Voyakorin Noisei Pesach Mubin. This year was called a big Pesach. Hey, there was a lot of Yidin there that year. That year was a special year. There had a lot of Yidin going. For the Gemara Kasha, it says, how did he count them? Not a kulya. He took out a kidney. How can he do that? The kidneys is part of the emurim, supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. How could he take out the kidneys? And the Gemara dehod them after lu. After he took them out and counted them all, he put them all together and threw them all together on the mizbeach, burnt them all together. Fred Gemara, no. The yoksiv, the pasuk says v'yaktiru. He has to burn it shlo yarev chel bov shozeh bezeh. Each carbon has to be burned separately. You can't burn two carbonas together. So how could he burn all the kidneys together? It took all these 600,000 pairs of kidneys and burnt them one after another. I don't know how find them, but they burnt them one after another. But they were still not good. For Tanya, the Pasuk says, v'hektirom. What does that mean? Shiekula kechud. That when you burn the kishkas, the part of the emurim that you're supposed to burn all the emurim together. Now you can't just burn the kidney by itself. Like all the fats, the part of the carbonate that he's supposed to burn, you have to have it all together and throw it on his back at one time. So how can he take these kidneys and even burn it later one? It's no good. Elad tert like this. Avada tfisa b'yalm of the shakum anayim. When he shechted the carbon, before he took out the kidney, he didn't really take out the kidney by itself. He was just holding on to the kidney. Like to show, he had a guy standing next to him. Adiyoivin le midiachrini. He had a guy standing next to him, and that guy was playing, Rashi says, with nuts or with beans. And the guy said, here's a kidney, okay, take out a bean. Here's another kidney, take out another bean. And at the end, they counted up the beans. That's what they counted. They counted 600,000 beans. But really, just as a marshal, when he shechted each carbon and took out the kidneys, he told his next fellow there, this kidney, count one. This kidney, count one. But Avadi left the kidney there in his place. And when it came, they, like we said before, they opened up the kishkes, put it all into this kara, and then they threw those things on the mizbech and burnt the emurim the way you're supposed to. Right. The kanim used to stand in a whole row from the korbin until the mizbech. For the more my time, what do you have to have a whole row? Ilayma dilma the shakli to the haba. Umayla the kasbom, maybe one will take the gold and give back the silver. Hochinami dilma shakli bar mosan umayla bar meya. So even if you have a row of all the gold together and all the silver together, the time there were bigger ones and smaller ones. So if you tell me that's not nice, like you first receive a shvach, a better one, and then take a smaller one, like Rashi says, it's malam b'chodesh, reim aridim. If you take something better, then you can't take something less. So we're afraid if you first take something gold, you're not allowed to take something silver. So the question is, no, even if you have a whole row, just the silver ones, but there are bigger ones and smaller ones, let's be afraid, first you receive the bigger one, then you're not allowed to receive a smaller one. So that's not the halacha, you are allowed to. Teretzizel, the halacha is shapetzvein. It looks nicer this way, Mefarshim say. Shapetzvein just means it looks nice. It looks nice if the whole row of Karnim, they're all working with golden kalim, and this whole row is working with silver kalim. Stam, it looks nicer. Since it looks nicer, that's why they had the shuras this way.
The bottoms of the kelim didn't have a flat. Turn around,
kol abzichin shebemigdish. All these buckets of the migdish did not have a flatness to it. We didn't want the current to put the dam down. Maybe it'll dry up. So it always a pointy bottom that he couldn't put it down. Will spill right out. Chutz mebzichin levoinim. A chutz from this bucket that they put on top of the shulchan on every Shabbos on top of lechem aponim was shadon sarat levoinim. Shalechem aponim. Since they used to put this bucket of levona, the spice, on top of the lechem upon him, we were afraid. If it would be pointy, maybe it'll fall over and hit the lechem upon him and break the lechem upon him. The lechem upon him was baked in a special form that had to be shalim. So there we wanted Badafka, this kli, should have a nice bottom to it, that it should be stable on the shulchan, it should not fall over and hit the lechem upon him. Because this was the mitzvah was to put it on top of the shulchan, they used to leave it there the whole week. So this bezichim for levoina had to have a flat bottom. Shochat Yisroel v'kibul koyin. For the Gemara, le'sagid lav Yisroel hi. Why does the mitzvah say dafka Yisroel have to shecht? Like there's no mitzvah of a dafka Yisroel. And the Gemara, he goof a kamash melon. The mitzvah just telling you this chiddush. The shechita bezak sheirim. That if a Yisroel wants to do the shechita, he's allowed to. The koyin v'kibul koyin. But v'shas kabbalah to receive the blood, then you dafni the koyin. Ho kamash melon mikabbalah v'yelach mitzvah kuna. That's at the time when you receive the blood, that's a din dafka kohen could do it. If Yisrael does it, it's possible. Then the Mishnah says, "Nois lechaveroi, do you stand at one to the other?" So lechura shamak minov meretz araya hoy locha shloi beregel hevri halocha. That walking without using your feet is also called walking, and this is a shaila in the Gemara in Zvachim. We're saying now by the kabbonis there are four avoidis. Nafka minor is. You can have machsheves pigol, machsheves to lishma, b'shas an avoida. What's called an avoida? Shchita, then kabbalah, then halacha. Halacha means poshut b'shas, you're walking with the kli to the mizbeach, while you're walking, that's called an avoida. Let's say though you don't walk, like here, the kohen received the blood, and I hand it to you, and you to you, and you to you. Nobody moved the step, the feet didn't move. That's called halacha shleb regel. If you hand something over with your hands, one to another, is that called an avoid the halacha or not? Now, if you mean is, if you have a machshava raw, b'shash, you're handing it over, is it called a machshava or not? So, for now, Mishnah Rashi says, since it says so many times, they handed one to the other, l'chura, it means that each handing is called an avoidah. So, l'chura, you see, halacha shleib regal, moving it without moving your feet, is also considered a malacha, an avoidah, that you could make machshava's tigul. And the Gemara made me know. The Mar Dilma heavy Naidi Purta. Maybe here each current taka had to move a little bit. He moved the drop. So if out he moved a little bit, it's called a good halacha. The yellow might kamash melon. If the guy moved anyway, why do we have to have so many kahanim involved? Kamash melon broivam hadras melech. Yes, it's an Indian. The more the better. The more kahanim you have to do the mitzvah, the nicer the mitzvah is. That's the chiddush mishnah. Even though each kohen moved a little bit, but there used to be a whole line of kahanim as broivam hadras melech. Kibul es amolia masvus arekum. They used to first receive the full blood and then hand back the empty one. But the other way, it's not nice. To first give back the empty one and then take the full one. It is Mesadal Reb Shum and Lokish. Reb Shum and Lokish, a Mavirin ala mitzvah. And now let's look over a mitzvah. So when the guy is coming to give you the new blood, that's a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, Zerika. But to hand back the old one, there's no real mitzvah involved. So what do you got to do first? First, you have to receive the new one that has the blood. That's doing the mitzvah. Koyin akorvets l'mazbech. The coin right next to the zbech, he makes the zrika. Man tana, so again, we medayik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says zorkoi. He makes the zrika, he has to throw it. Man tana, pesach bezrika. Who's the tana that says a korm pesach is dafke bezrika? And not beshricha, not just to pour it right over the mizbech. Om rabchiz de rab yeis yaglilihi. The tanya, rab yeis yaglili oimer. Es domom tizrak ala mizbech. Vi es chelboim taktir. This is the pasuk talking about, not by korm pesach. By the Chorah, my son, El Domi, the Pesach says, "Es Domim Tizvek Amazbech, Vi Es Chelbom Taktir." Says Domol Nemer, it's blood. El Domom, a lot of blood. Chelboy, it's chelav, it's fat. Le Nemer, El Chelboy, a lot of them. So Limad Al Bchorah, my son, Pesach, and all these three Kabbonis, Shem Tunim Matin Domim. They have to make a matin. You have to throw the dam on the Mazbech. But the Pesach says here's Rika. Vi Emur Legabi Mazbech. Minolon the tuniy, and the Amurim also has to be put on the Mizbech. Now, Minolon the tuniy yisoid, how do we know now we're saying when you make this Riko, it has to be on the side of the Mizbech that has the yisoid there? Omri Abeleza, ask your Zrika Zrika Miyola. Learn it now from a Korban Oyla. Ksiv Hocha, as Domam Tizrei. It says, close Tizrek, you should throw the blood. And when it says Domam, even a Korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah to throw it. Ala Mizbech. O Ksiv Hocha, my Korban Oyla, the Zorko b'nei Aaron Akranim, as Domi Ala Mizbech. Sofiv. Now, ma oila, just like my korban oila, tuni yisoid, you only put the dam on the side of the mizbeach, that there is the foundation on the bottom. A pesach nami toin yisoid. Pesach also has to have a yisoid on the bottom. Because the gemara be oila gufa.